some things that were true in 1980 are still true today. One of our main goals is to make sure we feed and nourish people first. 40 years from now, we hope we're not in business. That's why we're working to build these solutions.
My name is Barbara Kistler Oates. I was the first executive director of the Food Bank of North Carolina. Early on, we got a grant to actually put on a statewide meeting and pulled all the community action agencies together. And so people really got to hear from the horse's mouth what it took to start a food bank. And I think because of that, we were able to get people to understand that it had to be a collective thing.
People like Barbara and Lex really set such a great foundation for us to become what we are today, 40 years later. We had our first branch when Barbara was with us. She got us all set with the food safety and bringing the volunteers in and bringing the warehousing in.
Lex went with me down to the legislative building. I don't think I could have got my foot in the door to talk to the powers that be if it hadn't been for Lex's presence there.
I think the food bank really started to change quite a bit after Hurricane Floyd. We really started looking at the way we do things a lot differently. We came up with a program called Fair Share, and essentially what that does is make sure all the food that comes into the food bank is distributed equitably. Now it's based on food insecurity, but it makes sure that the food is distributed based on the need in that particular area. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina recently was honored by Feeding America by being recognized as the Member of the Year. And it's such a great honor to be recognized for that. I think that it confirms we're heading in the right direction with the work that we're doing. I'm glad that there are people in 1980 who had a hand in founding this organization that really believed in the vision back then that no one goes hungry in Central and Eastern North Carolina.
When I met Lex for the first time, he was really good on his feet on talking about things and getting people excited about new ideas. He was a real idea person. And he started this whole process of the foundation for really doing a food bank.
Lex was also a community organizer and an instigator, that he really liked to go in, look at community problems at a grassroots level, ask, where does it hurt? Where is it unjust? Where could it be better? And where are the stakeholders? And then put all that together and see what would happen next by the grace of God and by the simple wisdom of ordinary people to make an extraordinary difference.
He just immediately made you feel warm and good and significant and that your ideas mattered. He knew what gifts people had, and he knew when to actually pull different groups together, even if they were not on the same page. He was a consensus builder.
Lex looked for where people were hungering and thirsting for justice.
He was really driven by social ministry's needs and doing what Jesus told us to do, you know, be his hands and feet.
Obviously, his legacy is all over this area, all over the state, and I'm very proud to be working for an organization that had somebody who was so forward-thinking and so inclusive of people and the community that he lived in and the state that he lived in.
Thank you, Lex.
Lex, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lex Matthews. We miss you, but actually you're still just right here.